This year in Algona, Iowa, residents will celebrate the 70th anniversary of a very special nativity scene. It was a gift from prisoners far from home who were about to leave the friends they had made in a foreign country. The moving story of Christmas during war is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done. It's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. In 1945, five German prisoners of war constructed a 65-piece nativity scene of half-life-size figures at their POW camp in Algona, Iowa. They created it with the blessing of U.S. Camp Commander Arthur Lobdell. Algona resident Marvin Chickering says it was first displayed at Christmas in 1945.
Now, you have to remember that there were many people from the community of Algona invited to that church service, and the prisoners were there as well.
The service was held at the POW camp, with prisoners and local Algona citizens in attendance.
The Christmas carols were sung in English and German together. There wasn't a dry eye in the house because of the extra emotional time it was for this relationship between them and us. And of course, the beauty of the scene was then displayed for the first time.
The German prisoners would soon be heading back to their homeland, but they could not take the nativity scene with them. It was far too large.
Kaib and the prisoners left it to us on the conditions that it never be sold, that it never leave Algona, that there never be an admission charge, and that it be shown to area residents at Christmas time.
Today, Marvin and other local residents carry on that mission. This is the 70th year it has been on display, now in its own building on the local fairgrounds.
When people walk through that door, it has a wow effect. It is much more beautiful than it used to be. And that, I think, expresses it as well as I can say it. Wow. They never expected it to be this large or this beautiful.
The amazing piece of wartime Christmas history continues to provide a moving experience every holiday season. Traveling the countryside in Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.